Mainstream economics, it's a pretty straight science, isn't it? Based on the idea that people behave rationally. Except we don't. And one man to challenge the whole idea was US economist Richard Thaler, who this week was awarded the Nobel Prize for Economics. Richard Thaler is famous for developing a behavioural concept known as nudge theory. In a nutshell, nudge theory suggests that people's behaviour can be more effectively changed through subtle encouragement rather than through rules and regulations. It might help explain, for instance, why plain packaging for cigarettes changes behaviour, where an outright ban on smoking, well, can fail. Nudge theory is beginning to have a major influence on government policy around the world. Ben Newell is a professor in the School of Psychology at the University of New South Wales. He's an expert on nudge theory. Ben Newell, Professor Ben Newell, welcome to breakfast.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Ben, perhaps we should start with the notion that we're talking about a Nobel Prize winner for economics, and you're going to explain it, and you're a professor of psychology. And therein lies the rub, I suppose, or the explanation.
Yeah, I think one of the things that Thaler has been acknowledged for is bringing in insights from psychology and psychological science to mainstream economic thought. So mainstream economics relies on the notion of a rational agent. And psychology says, well, hold on a minute, there are limitations to our rationality. There's limitations to the environment. And these things change the decisions that we make.
So let's look at human behaviour and then bring that into the mathematical theory.
Absolutely.
So nudge theory. Can you explain that to us? What's a nudge?
I think the first thing to say is that nudge is not really a theory in as much as it's a collection of psychological insights or behavioral insights that are used to try and design choices or environments in which you make choices to persuade people to make choices that are better for them in the long run.
And so what's an example of this, of something that Richard Thaler came up with?
Well, not one that he came up with, but a very crude example is simply etching a housefly on the inside of a urinal seems to increase the accuracy with which people use those urinals.
What? You have to explain that a little more.
So this was developed in Schiphol in the airport in Amsterdam. Mm. And it's the idea that if you put a little image of a fly inside the urinal, and you give someone a target to aim at, then this reduces the spillage that
and it
occurs.
Worked.
And it apparently worked. It reduced spillage by 80%.
And I'm sorry, Ben, what's that got to do, though, with the notion of painting a fly on a wall of a urinal with mathematics?
Well, I guess in that particular example, it's not really a mathematical thing, but it's showing that a simple change in the environment in which people are behaving can have a large impact on their subsequent
Broadly, where does the maths come into nudge theory?
So I think the maths comes into nudge theory where you can describe a particular choice that someone has to make in terms of the expected value or the welfare, the increase in happiness that they can get from making a particular choice. And the economic theory will say, well, we can assume that they have perfect understanding of all of this information, then they can weigh all of those pieces of information up and then make the optimal decision. What nudge ideas and more broadly behavioral economics says is no, we need to think about the intuitive processes or the impulses that we tend to rely on as humans and the fact that we're not going to be able to weigh all of this information in real time in an optimal fashion. And so we need to maximize those kinds of behavioral quirks and use those, go sort of with the grain of cognition rather than against it in order to improve our choices.
And the British government took this up with some alacrity and sort of involved within public policy, centre public policy about
Absolutely,
it.
Give
us an example of how that's worked.
So one big example is the notion of using default options in choices that people make. So a default is something that someone has already designed and said, this is the thing that if you make no further action, you're going to be defaulted into making that choice. And one place where that's had a huge impact is in organ donation policy. So a very famous paper by Eric Johnson and Dan Goldstein showed that countries in which opting in to an organ donation program was the default, had much lower levels of people actually being organ donors.
Because human behaviour means we won't be bothered getting ourselves off it.
Exactly, exactly. And so,
it's inertia, is the human behaviour it's based upon.
Or it's making the choice that we want to make now rather than the choice we know we should make later. It's having the cake now rather than putting it off and going.
And here in Australia, governments are using it too, aren't they, in public policy?
Yeah, so the Behavioural Insights Unit in the UK was the first one to be set up in David Cameron's government. And then there was there's now a Behavioural Insights Unit here in New South Wales, which was the first one here in Australia. There's also the Behavioural Economics team in the federal government here in Australia as well. And they're using these same kinds of insights to do with the default options or giving people easier ways in which to make these particular choices.
Is public health a good area? I mean, an area where this has been used with significant effect?
Well, I think, as you said in the opening example, I think the plain packaging could be seen as an example of a nudge. It's a way of forcing people to consider their choice at the point of purchase, which is, you know, making them think about the long-term effects a bit more than they would otherwise.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 4 minutes to seven. Professor Ben Newell is a psychologist, professor of psychology at the School of Psychology at UNSW, talking about Richard Thaler, who is this year's Nobel Prize winner for economics. There are some that see an insidious side to the nudge theory and the Thaler notion of libertarian paternalism. I think it's kind of a contradiction in terms, who see it as, you know, governments using nudging, you know, mass public persuasion, really, without people understanding that they're being corralled this way.
Absolutely. What's your view on it's a hot issue in terms of the ethicality of it. And I think this notion of libertarian paternalism, the idea that...
Explain that contradiction.
So this is the term that Thaler and Cass Sunstein, who's actually a legal scholar, used in their book in 2008, which introduced these ideas. The libertarian part of it is the idea that you're still allowed freedom of choice. You can still, you don't have to go with the default option. You can opt out of it. But the paternalism idea is the idea that there is a pushing you towards the thing that the person designing the choice architect, if you like, is pushing you in a particular direction.
It's an outcome that the state wants.
Or that you, if you had known that that was the option that you could choose, you should want yourself. And I think this is where it becomes tricky: is when does a nudge become a shove or a push? And I think a lot of what they talk about in the book and subsequent discussion is if it's something that you yourself would agree with, then it's probably a fair nudge to push towards. Most people would agree, for example, that being an organ donor is probably a good thing, or they don't want lung cancer, so plain packaging is probably a good thing. In contrast, if a nudge or a default pushes us towards, for example, a magazine subscription that keeps renewing even though we didn't decide to opt out of it, then that's probably more on the side of a coercion or a push.
We've got to go, Ben, but did you cheer when Richard Thaler was awarded the Nobel Prize?
I was very pleased for him, yes. I think it's nice to see the economists acknowledge the importance of psychology.
Ben Newell, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Ben Newell, the champion of psychology, professor at the School of Psychology at UNSW, and introducing us there, well, many of us, some of us, a lot of you know a lot about it, I'm sure, to Richard Thaler's Nobel Prize winning nudge theory. You're listening to RM Breakfast.